Mishnah Mishnei Shtaris. Previous sugya in Haru Arba, I don't feel I was clear enough on the sugya. Mitzvah Hashem by Chazara, for those who want, I'll give a Chazara shir to review it. In the meantime, we move on to Shnei Shtaris, and here, before we learn the Gemara, I have to give you a Hakdama, certain ideas that we last learned, probably in the Sefer Gittin, and Avdalah Raman Aleph, where the Machlaikis is brought. There's a Machlaikis between Ramei Rav Eliezer, Ramei Rav Elazar, about Shtaris, how they work. The Torah is Mechadish, a concept of Shtaris. That a Shtar has a power besides a Shtar Raya, which is a Svara. Something is a Shtar, that's a proof that something happened. But there's a concept of Shtar Kinyan, which is there are certain things that a Shtar accomplishes. A Shtar accomplishes, if you give a Shtar, you can make it in a Kedushin. If you give a Shtar, you can do a Kinyan. You want to give somebody a matana? You can do it through shtaris. You want to do mechira? You can do it through shtaris. The shtar is a method by which a person does a kinyan, and that's one of the kinyanei atayra. You have to know the basic idea that there's a difference between shtar raya and shtar kinyan that you should be familiar with. A shtar raya is just a shtar that's a proof that something happened. When you have a deed in the county clerk's office, that's not a shtar kinyan, that's a shtar raya. When you use a shtar to do a kinyan, that's a shtar kinyan, and that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about shtarei kinyan, a shtar that the shtar itself tues oif something, the shtar itself does something. That's a shtar kinyan. The question is how a shtar kinyan works. And that's a machlokes Ramei Rav Elazar. The expression which you've heard many times in Remeir is Eide Chasima Karti, and in Rav Elazar is that Eide Mesira Karti. What does that mean? What does it mean Eide Mesira Karti? What does it mean Eide Chasima Karti? The question is, what is Payal the Kayach of a Get? What gives the Get the Kayach? Remeir holds, and we say Get, I don't mean Dafke Get. It's true about a Get, it's true about a Shtar Kinyan. Any shtar kinyan Remeya holds Eide Chasima Karti. It's the chasima on the signature on the shtar that is payal the kinyan. That doesn't mean that the signature, as soon as you sign it, the kinyan happens. Remeya is masking that you need a mesira. But he says that what's payal the kinyan is the guf hashtar, the shtar itself, which is the chasima sa'idim on the shtar. And therefore, Rav Meir holds that every shtar must have eidim, must have witnesses on the shtar. If you don't have witnesses, you can have the ksav yad of the meschayiv, but it has to have a signature. Rav Elazar disagrees. Rav Elazar holds that shtaris do not need eidim at all. You don't need witnesses on a shtar. The shtar could have zero witnesses, and it's still a shtar. If you have no witnesses, how's a shtar payal? A person just write a shtar that someone sold me his house, and I'll have a shtar. Rabbi holds Eide Mesira Karati. It's the Eidim who see the handing over of the shtar that are payal a kinyan. Now, it's not going to be a shtar raya. The shtar itself is not a raya to anything. If you look at the paper, there are zero signatures in the paper. It's just a paper that says Reuven sold his house to Shimon. It doesn't say any signature on it. So it's not a shtar raya at all. But it's a shtar kinyan, just like kinyan kesef. How does kinyan kesef work? I give you cash in exchange for your real estate. So I'm kainet. The same thing, if you give me the shtar goes from the makna to the kainet. If you, the makna gives the shtar to the kainet, and the one who's giving the shtar to Zayf to make that the house is sold, that is payal that's payal the kinyan. That's how the kinyan works. So if I write on a piece of paper, I hereby give you a gift of my house, and I don't sign it. I just write on a piece of paper in front of two Eidim. I give it to you. I say that I'm giving you my house, and I give it to you matana. I'm writing it on a piece of paper. That is payel shtar kinyan. And the Eidei Mesira are what makes it happen, according to Rabbi Elazar. According to Rabbi Elazar, the dinim of the shtar, there are many, many differences in the sugyas in Gittin. According to Rabbi Elazar, you could write a shtar on a paper, you could write it in pencil on a piece of paper. What the Gemara calls a shtar shiyachal is daif. There's nothing wrong, according to Rabbi Elazar, with writing a shtar in pencil on a piece of paper and doing a kinyan. Why? According to Rabbi Meir, of course there's something wrong. He holds Eide Chassima Karti. The Chassima is what does like the kinyan. According to Rabbi Elazar, though, the Chassima is not the point. The Mesira, the Eide Mesira are the point. So it's not the paper. The paper could be Iksav Shiochel as Dayat. It could be without any signatures. As a matter of fact, the Gemara says that Rabbi Elazar holds that you can write a get without the name of the man and without the name of the wife. Yeah? To write a get, according to Rabbi Elazar, it doesn't have to say the man's wife name or the woman's name. It says Hareini, Begarish Ha'isvah B'Ksavzu, B'Shtarzu. And the man gives it to the woman because it's the Eide Mesira that are the Eides. They see which man and which woman. You don't need the Shtar to say it. The whole Oiftu is Eide Mesira, according to Rabbi Elazar. According to Rameyer, it's not that way. Rameyer is the way we think of Shtars. The shtar is the thing. The shtar has to be a shtar sheh ein yochel es dayif. The shtar has to have the name of the man, the name of the woman. It has to have witnesses. Without witnesses, it's not a shtar. And then you need a mesira. Of course, you need a mesira to do the kinyan. But the eidei chasima are the witnesses that are part of the shtar. People always ask, if the eidei mesira are the witnesses, if the eidei chasima are the witnesses, how do you know there was a mesira? They don't have to see the Mesira. So the answer is that the fact that the shtar is in the other person's hands, that's the Eidus. It's an Ansadi that he gave it to him. Since when you write the shtar, you give it to the Mesayid, you give it to the one who stands to lose by giving it. If later he gives it, the Eidei Chasima are saying Eidus was given. Not because they saw it, but nobody who has a shtar, if I have a piece of paper that says my house is sold, I wouldn't give it to you unless I'm talking selling the house to you or giving the house to you. So the Eide Chasima, even though they may have died before the Mesira took place, but their signatures, that's the Eidus that it took place. Because if I give it to you and you have a shtar with two good witnesses, so then that's Eide Chasima Karti. That is the Pu'ula of a shtar, and like Rameyer, Eide Chasima Karti, like Rabbi Elazar, Eide Mesira Karti, we paskin Af Eide Mesira Karti, we paskin both really, that both, this says either or works. You could do it through Eide Chasima, you could do it through Eide Mesira, we paskin both work. But Rameyer, Rabbi Elazar, each one has his shita on the way shtaris work. Sometimes you see by a chasana under the chuppah they are eidim for kedushin. Kedushin is not doing shtar. Kedushin is tucha kesef. You have to have two witnesses. Very often in yeshivas and circles, the nesadi kedushin tells the eidim to watch the handing over of the ksuba, the mesiras haksuba. Right? The way it works under the chuppah is the nesadi kedushin makes a bracha, two brachas. And then they drink, and then the chassan is mekadesh the isha. He puts the ring on her finger, says the hariyat, and then he puts the ring on her finger, and then you read the ksuva. Normally, while you read the ksuva, the eidim will go back to their seats. So very often, the eidim are asked to stick around and be eidim mesira on the handing over of the ksuva, and that's something that Rav Aaron was makbid on, and it became in yeshivish circles it became the style to have Eide Mesira on the Ksuba. I don't know how they do it. Sidim, I'm not sure. It's Israel, I'm not sure, but it's the style is to have Eidei Mesira. Why do you need Eidei Mesira for? Every ksuba has Eidei Chesima. And we pass an Eidei Chesima is also good. What do you gain by Eidei Mesira?
Isn't it
because
you want to make sure that
the
people in the audience know?
But down in the ksuba, the kedushin, you act. But the ksuba, you have two people signed, they're not craving. So the chesima should be good. What do you need? Eidei Mesira. So I'll answer you, and what I'm telling you, hopefully, will help you understand Tosfos. Eidei chesima on a shtar, as the Rashbam says, are only chal on the last minute of the day. If you have a shtar, tonight is your test kiss life. If you're going to go to a chasna tonight, and the Sadi Kedushin is going to write your test kiss life, Toshu Samaches, that shtar is only, the hischaibus of the shtar is only chal at the last minute of your test kiss life. Let's say the woman, now if she has a ksuba, she could be teveya. But she wants to go to Mishubadim, Bitaveh Karka. And let's say someone bought a piece of Karka in the middle of the day, on Yoteskis life. Is it Mishubit? She'll say, look, I have the Ksuba from the night before, I got married the night before. Is that Karka Mishubit? The answer is no. As we say here in the Rashbam, in Taisvis, Eide Chasima are only Mechayiv from the last minute of that day. From the last minute of the day, except Minig Yerushalayim, is to write the hour into the shtar. If you write the time in the shtar, the shibud starts from the time in the shtar. But if you don't write the time in the shtar, you just write Yutes Kislev Toshin Samaches, and you give it over to someone, she cannot be Tevei Mishubadim until the last minute of Yutes Kislev. Because since the shtar doesn't say what time of the day the shibud begins, so it begins in the zman that's muchach mitoichai. Tosfos uses the lashon; it has to be muchach mitoichai. That means eide chesima karka means in the chesima you have to see the chiyuv. What do you see? You only see the last minute of your test kislev. Now it could be we all know it was given earlier, but if the shtar of eide chesima have to be payel. It has to be muchach mitoichai. It has to be in the shtar. And in the shtar, it only says Yotes Kislev. If you have Eidei Mesira, then the shibud begins from the Mesira. If there's no din, there's no chsar in the muchach mitoichai on Eidei Mesira. On Eidei Chasima, mitoichai, you don't see earlier than Yotes Kislev. Eidei Mesira, they know exactly when. They may not have looked at the watch and seen the minute, but they know that the chasna took place in the evening. They know the chuppah was called for 7:30, so maybe it was 8:30. They know that the Mesira was from 8:30. By having Eidei Mesira, you gain that the shibud aksuba is not from tomorrow, a minute before Shkia, but from today at the time of the Mesira.
And
I don't think that's true. By Eidei Mesira, the coil is, if you hold Eidei Mesira karti, you don't need Eidei Mesira. It's, I believe it's from the time of Eidei Mesira as well. We have to check it out. We have to check. I may be wrong. I think either way, it's from the time of the Mesira. No, but he's saying is that the kail will go from the time it's written in the shtar. But that's only if you hold that the shtar is what's pail. If you hold that the Mesira is pail, that's not
time
of Mesira. Okay. So we do Eide Mesira to be pail, that since it's a tekana d'rabbanan, you have to have a ksuba. We want the ksuba should be b'takfai. And therefore, the tekifa is only from the time of the Mesira. That's why we have Eidei Mesira.
If he divorced the people that next night,
he would
have to pay
a ksuba? He has to pay a ksuba in any event, but he doesn't have to, but he came on after Mishubadim. the taikif of the shtar doesn't have, because even if he didn't give her a shtar, he would have to pay ksum. So that's the, now I'm telling you this so you should understand, not so you should understand why we have Eidei Mesira under the chuppah, but you should understand the difference between Eidei Chesima and Eidei Mesira. Now of course you'll ask me, in the winter it's nice, this explanation is very nice. What's in the summer when Shkia is at 8:30 and the chuppah is at 7:30? So why exactly do you need Eidei Mesira? Right, by the time the chasen is over, it's already the next day anyway. So it's nice to talk about Yutes Kislev. They talk about it in Yutes Sivan. So then the L'chayrit doesn't really make sense, because the din of a ksuba is for the night, for the is for Shas Biyah, that there has to be a ksuba. Also, the personality of Bayla's wife without a ksuba. So since it has to be for the night, so in the summer, this whole reason falls away. Except like the Mechaber for Sfaradim. Mechaber holds that if you don't have a ksuba, you have to be yichud. Husband and wife. Let's say a woman can't find a ksuba. So we paskin, if somebody's married and his wife lost a ksuba, so the rasa also be and also he's also to be bail her until she finds a ksuba or she writes a new one. Sfaradim, the Beis Yosef holds that even yichud is also. What? The yichud, a lot of Sfaradim don't do the yichud room until after the benching, after the suda. So for them also it's not okay. At any rate, so maybe for us we did the yichud earlier, maybe I did the Beis Yosef. Anyway, and this is the nekuda. If you remember it, every time you go to chasna, if you notice they're doing Eidei Mesira, you'll chazer the difference here, Eidei Ksiva and Eidei Mesira. If you want to remember it next time you're at a chuppah, tell it to the fellow sitting next to you. Just tell him, you know why they're doing Eidei Mesira? And tell him the reason. Even if he doesn't care, he's just staring into space and talking on his cell phone. You just tell him the reason anyway. And you tell it to enough people, enough times, you'll remember it. It's a very good thing. Okay. Now, how does that plug into our sugya? Zayah Pashit. And our Gemara Yav Shtei Shtaris. The difference, Taisa says, the difference between Rebbe Lazar and Remeir by Shtei Shtaris is tremendous difference between the two of them. Between if you're going to learn this sugya like Remeir, like Rebbe Lazar. So Taisus brings from the Sefer Ksuvos, there are two Lashonos in the Gemara. What's going on here with Rav? Rav says Yachlaiku. So the two ways to learn, and you have to know these two ways to learn in order to understand the Shrekite and the Rashbam. There are two ways to learn Shnei Shtaris. Either you could look at it like Remeya, or you could look at it like Rebbe Lazar. You could look at it, we care about Eidei Chesima, you could look at it, we care about Eidei Mesira. So let's see. Think for yourself. Two people walk into Bezna. One of them has a shtar that Reuven gave him a matana, his field, on Yutes Kislev. The second person walks in, he has a shtar that Reuven gave him the field on Yutes Kislev. Both shtaris don't say the time, they don't say shais, all they say is the day. Now, what does Bezdin do? So now, you'll hop right away, there's a tremendous difference between Remeir and Rebbe Lazar. According to Remeir, what do? Two people walk in with a shtar the same day. The shtar says the field is sold, the kinyan is chal, Yutes Kislev. When is the kinyan chal? The last minute of Yutes Kislev. Do we have any suffix here? We have no suffix, L'chayru. There's no segus. We know, Eidei Chesima Karti means, we know he did two simultaneous kinyanim. Both kinyanim achal at the same exact second. Because that's what the shtar of Eidei Chesima Karti means. So that, if Rav holds like Remeir, if Rav holds Eidei Chesima Karti, Yachloiku is not Mitam Safik. Yachloiku is for sure the right din. Bezin doesn't say, like every other Yachloiku, Bezin says, I'm a Subik, split it. That's not what's happening here. According to a mayor, Yachloiku is Maker Adin. What's the question? There's nothing to talk about. Of course we split it. The two kinyanim were done simultaneously. That is Yachloiku according to the first Lashon. The first Lashon in Masechta Ksuvos holds that Rav holds like Rav Meir, Yechloik was Mikra Adin. Shmuel holds like Rav Elazar. If you hold like Rav Elazar, Eide Mesira Karti. The two Mesiras were not simultaneous. They're going to have to bring Eidim to try to say which Mesira was first. Well, he says, my Mesira was in the morning and yours was in the afternoon. He says, no, mine was in the morning, yours was in the afternoon. It's a suffix. So Shmuel says, Mesupik Shudah D'Dayna. We'll leave it up to the Dayan. That's the first Lashon. The second Lashon, so this says, no. Everybody holds like Rebbe Lazar. Eidim Mesira Karati. Sai Rav and Sai Shmuel both hold Eidim Mesira Karati. They argue in a case of Eidim Mesira Karati, and there are no witnesses, and again each one says, I was in the morning, you were in the afternoon. Mikahai Gavna, the Rav says, Mesafik let's do Yachlaiku. And Shmuel says, Shuddah D'Dayna is better. What's better? Yachlaiku, Shuddah D'Dayna. Could argue about it. But that's Rav and Shmuel's argument, like the second Lashon. Now,
according to this Lashon, what is Shuddah D'Dayna? What is your argument first? Is my life better?
So that means it's a 50-50 Safik. So Shuddah D'Dayna, we have Machlaikis, the Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rashbam. The Rashbam says they try to figure out who he likes better, who it's most likely he meant
but
to give it to.
Probably who he likes, probably who he can get the first. Who he get
the
first.
So I guess the assumption is that he gave it to the one, he gave it first to the one he likes better.
Or he gave it to one person, and he thought he liked the other person better. He gave the other person.
That would be a problem, you're right. You're right. There is a problem. As a matter of fact, if you'll see, look in the Rashi in the Lashon HaRashbam, you'll be right. The Rashbam doesn't say you look who did it first. You look at which one he meant to keep a key, and that's going to be one of the kashas in the Rashbam. Okay. All right. So getting back to our Gemara. In our Gemara, the Gemara says Maishna. Why is Hu Arba different than Shnei Shnaris? Let's talk like Rav for now. Like Rav. Rav says Yachlaiku. If you want to compare Shtei Shtaris and Rav's Yachlaiku to Kol Da'olam Gavar, like which Lashon are we talking? Edichsima Karati or Edimisima Karati? Zog the Tabtaisvis. Only like the Lashon Edimisima Karati. Because if you hold Eide Mesira Karati, it's a suffix. We don't know who was first. So Rav says, Yachlaiku. So now, Hahu Arba also, it's a suffix. We don't know who's first. We don't know whose it is. So Yachlaiku, the Gemara's Kasha makes sense. Like the second Lashon Iksubis. But Shankin, like the first Lashon Iksubis, that Yachlaiku like Rav is not a suffix. It's because two Kinyanim were done simultaneously. If you hold like that, Zog Taisis, the Gemara's Kasha would make no sense. The Gemara is not asking from Rav. Because like Rav, you do Yachlaiku, because they the Chesima Karati, it was done simultaneously, so you split it. What does that have to do with Hahu Arba? It's nothing to do with the ships. The ships, there was nothing simultaneous. As Gemara said, nothing to do with the ships. So there's no Shaykhis, so finished. And they can't ask a Kasha. So Taisis, you're right. If you're going to go with the first Lashon, Agamar is only asking a kasha like Shmuel. They should say Shudah D'Dayna in both cases, and we're not asking like Rav. That's the way Tosfos says. Tosfos is very mistaver. So Tosfos says if we're going like the first Lashon Iksubis, we're only asking from Shmuel. If we're going like the second Lashon Iksubis, we're asking Sai like Rav, Sai like Shmuel. And everything is Geshmir. The way Tosfos loads the Gemara is very clear, has nothing to do with the Madiyame, the Chesima Karati. It's a Vadai, and there's nothing to talk about.
The Rishon.
Like the second Lashon could be either Rav or Shmuel. Because like the second Lashon, it's Eide Mesira Karati. So if you hold Eide Mesira Karati, it's Mesafik. So Rav holds, by Sveikis you do Yachlaiku. Shmuel says Yeshuda Redaina. So Taisa says, like the second Lashon, you could be asking from Rav as well. You could be asking from both. The Parach Bei Rav, meaning that it's also from Rav, not just from Shmuel. The Rashbam here is extremely confusing. The Rashbam is Saiser himself two times.
And L'chair, it doesn't make sense. In the top line of the Rashbam, in the first Rashbam, Mishnah Mishnei Shtaris, the Rashbam explains this according to Rav. According to Rav, according to Eidech Sima Karati. It says in the top line of the Rashbam, Ein Agdama B'Shais El B'Yerushalayim, because I'm reading Miksuvis, etc. And the Meila is after Rashbam, Kivish L'Tirish L'Yeruvim L'Shim and Hashah, Nimtzel L'Zikeh B'Ksavzeh Ad Ha'erev. What's going on here? The way the Rashbam is explaining, both shtaris are equal. That's why yachloiku. So luchayra, the Rashbam would have to understand that we're not asking from Rav; we're only asking from Shmuel. But then he says in the next Rashbam, yachloiku disveikahu. He says they yachloiku because it's a suffix. So he says to himself, in the previous Rashbam he says it's a vaday. And here he says Yachloiku is a suffix, which is going to be a Masira Karati, which doesn't make sense. And Vaita, in the Rashbam Hosam, the Rashbam says, Hosam Bevesh Taris, Leka Leka Mama Lemilsa Hayam Elamacha, Shiavi Yechidei de Vyitol, Shari Ashtorai Shavim Bismanam. In the Rashbam Hassam, he goes back to his original Rashbam. Sharishtei shtar shavim bizmanam. In filu im yavayu eidu v'idu. Zeh nichtev nimsa b'baikev. Zeh b'erev. Halei ein agdama b'shoiz. K'mash ha'perashu l'mayla. So the Rashbam, in the third Rashbam, goes back to the way he said in the beginning. So these are problems with the Rashbam. So again, we have two problems. One is the Rashbam is Sayser himself. He Sayser himself twice. Secondly, the Rashbam is saying that our Gemara could be going asking a kasha even like Rav. Because in the Teretz Hasam, he's saying the Teretz like Rav. That means the Gemara's kasha was like Rav in the first Lashon. Doesn't make sense. In the first Lashon, it's a Vaday, not a Suffolk. There's a third kasha on the Rashbam. If you look in the Rashbam, Shuta Dadaini, okay, that should be an easy Rashbam, that's Shmuel, there are no two pshatim. The Rashbam in the Shuta Dadaini, look at his Lashon. Loise shayanoit alef adiyanim, shayanoit na'aya vayakrei vayayse, vader lahahu gomer va'akni. What's wrong with that Lashon, anybody? Vadei lehahu gomer va'akni. What should Rashbam say? Huh? Shmuel. Leshmuel to suffix. So saying, you go b'sa shudah daini, you try to figure out which one was he what. Rashbam is saying, try to figure out which one he was. Gomer va'akni. It should say, you try to figure out which one he was. Kadam va'akni. No, the Lashon Gomer Vakni is very schwer. You should say, try to figure out which one Kodam Vakni, which one he did first. Right? Like Shmuel, like the Masira character. So it's not a question which one he had Gemir's Das. He could have Gemir's Das by both. He could have Gemir's Das by none. It matters when he was Kodam Vakni. The question is, who was first? The Lashon Lahu Gomar Vakni is not accurate. You say Lahu Kodam Vakni. Shmuel is not Tula Shaynis, right? Because this Rashi is the Rashbam Mishuda the Dain, which is going like Shmuel. So like Shmuel, that's not Tula Shaynis. He's a Chahal to Eidim Asira Karati. It's only Shaila who was first. So it's a Shaila who was first, not a Shaila. Lahu Gomar Vakni. You say Lahu Kodam Vakni. So some Seifi here says a Pshat. Which a few pshat in here, but the some Seifer's pshat is the most satisfying pshat in the Rashbam, to me at least. And let me share with you the some Seifer. Some Seifer says one chiddush lahalacha, and with that chiddush lahalacha, the whole sugya is good. Some Seifer says. In Rebbe Laza holds Eidim Asira Karati.
even if you hold Eidei Mesira Karati, if you wrote a date in the Shtar, if you didn't write a date in the Shtar, there's no problem. Eidei Mesira Karati from the minute of the Mesira. If you did write a date in the Shtar, the Kinyan is only Chal at the end of the day, and then it's Chal Amafreya from the time of the Mesira. But any time a person writes a date in the Shtar, it's Chal at the end of the day, the Mafreya from the time of the Mesira. Why? Because we assume that if he wrote a day in the Shtar, he's leaving himself the option of backing out until the end of the day. If he wrote it, he wrote a Zman in the Shtar. The Zman is not a Zman until the end of the day. It's an assumption that if he wants, he can go in front of two Eidim any time before the end of the day and back out and say, you know what, I changed my mind, I don't want to do it. And that's even though he did it with Eidim in the morning. He gave it over with Eidim in the morning. He has a right to back out of his matana until the evening. Or even if it's a mechira, he could back out. I'll have to give the money back, but he could back out. That's the Chassam Sofer's Chiddush in Rebbe Elazar, that even if you hold Eidim Mesira Karati, and if you have no Zman in the Shtar, and no Eidim in the Shtar, and no Sheamus in the Shtar, everything is kosher. But if you do have a Zman in the Shtar, the Chalois is at the end of that day, at the end of your test slave, and then it's Chalom Afreya from the time of the Mesirah. Why would a person want to do it that way? It's at the end of the day, the Mafreya to the time of the Mesirah, because he wants to have the right to back out and to change his mind. This is how some Sefer teaches up Rebbe Elazar. Well, he's not chayz at the end of the day, then it's chal l'mafreya from the beginning. Kumtais, however, if a person did two shtaris the same day, what would come out according to him? According to the way the Chassam Sofer is explaining, if a person does two shtaris in the same day, we have to figure out which shtar is the one that he really meant to do. Which is the shtar that he meant should be chal. We have to figure out which one, gamar or makni. Which one did he have in mind to be makni? It's possible that he gave away a gift in the morning. In the afternoon he found a better friend. Somebody he says, you know, we better give it to him. And it's, as a matter of fact, I would think it's more likely he meant the second person. Or, it's possible, they meant both of them, and then only the first one is chal. Which one is it? This Rashbam is going like Rebbe Elazar. Even like Rebbe Elazar, the top Rashbam is true. The Zman is Shavim. The Chalois of both Shtaris are at the same minute. Still, Yachloiku is a Sveika. Why is it a Sveika? Because we're going like Rebbe Elazar. Eidei Mesira Karati, just like Taisa says, we're going to Rebbe Elazar, Eidei Mesira Karati. But nevertheless, there's still a suffix. The suffix is, since with both shtaris are chal at the end of the day, the chal of Afreya, but the chalois is at the end of the day, we have to figure out which one did the giver mean to be the one that overrides the other one. He has a right until the last minute of the day to choose one over the other. So now, there's no steer in the Rashbam. The first Rashbam is good. The Chalois Hashtar is the end of the day, even Rebbe Elazar. The second Rashbam is good. Yachloiku is Misveika. The Rashbam Hossam is also good. It's Shavim Bizmanim. That's what creates the Safik. And the Rashbam Shuda Dedaina is also good. It's Geshmak. Why don't we ask on the Rashbam Shuda Dedaina, what do the Dayanim have to figure out? So Rashbam says, so we said, what do you mean gomar va'akni? Lahu kadam va'akni. He's the one he would give first. Teretz says, we don't care which one was first. We don't care which one was first, Rebbe Elazar. The chalois is the end of the day. He could back out of the first one. The question is, which one gomar va'akni? When he did two kinyanim, which one did he really want should be chal? He gave him a tana twice.
I would think it's the second one, Achinami. He says it's a Safik. What? I mean, the second one is a Chazara for the first. Even though he didn't say Beferish that is Chazir. Could be. So it could be that if I argue, it could be the arguing who was second. The arguing who was second. Or, what?
That's the
Shudda the Dainu. Which one was he, Gamar or Makni? If you say for sure the second one, then it should say Laizaman. Icher veikni. Okay. And the lashon of the sanseif is more mashma that misupik what he meant. He gives away a gift twice. He's obviously not the straightest person in the world. He gave away the same thing two times. So which one did he really mean? The first one should count. Teretz is even like the laws that the first one doesn't count until the sanseif hayayim, until the day is over. Right, which is what Tosfos also says, that Rav could only be going with the second lashon, so it's all going with the second lashon. I once had a Siddur Kiddushin in Yerushalayim, so I called to find out if they write Shais in the Ksuba, but today they don't. Seems they don't write Shais in the Ksuba. I don't know if they do it in the Mamnes de Kishtaris, but they don't write Shais. Okay, this is all some Sefer Geshmak HaPshat, the answer to the Rishba. There's a second Mahalach, which is the Gedulei Shmuel, which is simpler. Some Sefer is very Geshmak. If you accept this Chiddush LaHalacha, then everything else is very Geshmak. The Gedulei Shmuel is simple because he starts from a totally different point. Gedulei Shmuel starts with a totally different cheshbon. He says, what's the case of Shnei Shtaris? Is it a case of Bari V'Bari, Hashem of Hashem? In other words, is it two people coming with a shtar? I have no clue somebody else has a shtar. I walk into bed. Someone else walks in, he has no clue about it. He walks into Bez, we're both walking in to the right to file our deeds for the same exact field. And we meet each other, and I say, he gave it to me. You say, he gave it to you. So, Shema B'Shema, I don't know. Maybe he meant to give it to me, maybe he meant to give it to you. Maybe I was first, maybe you were first. You can learn the Gemara that it's a Shema B'Shema. Or you can learn that it's a Bari V'Bari. How can you have a Bari V'Bari? I say, I know for sure I was earlier than you. You say, you know for sure you were earlier than me. I guess we have to know of each other. If we don't know of each other, we can't both be Bari. So I say, Bari, it was 6 a.m. You'll just say, Bari, it was 5 a.m. We can't both be Bari that we were first unless we know of each other. So either I say, I'm Bari, mine was before yours. Or I say, I'm Bari, yours is Mezuyas. I figure out some type of a Tainis Bari. So what is the case of Rav Shmuel? It's not clear. From the Lashon HaGemara, you can learn either way. Shnei Shtaris, Ayas and Yanecha. You can learn Bari for Bari, or Safik for Safik. Zachtik Dulei Shmuel. Well, this should depend on the din of Kol Da'olam Gavar. Right? This Gemara is comparing Shnei Shtaris to Hu Arba. If Hu Arba is talking Bari for Bari, then this must be talking Bari V'Bari. If Ahu Arba is talking even Shemas, then this also could be talking by Shemas. By Ahu Arba, the Shach, so Simon Kuflamites, the Shach said that the Machlaik is the Rosh and Taisis above Metziah. If Kol Da'olam Gavar is a Psak or a Siluk, Yena Machlaik is. If Kol Da'olam Gavar is a psak on that, the Rosh says it's a psak, Taisim Bamatia says it's a siluk. The Shach said an afkamina between them, that like the Shach, it's Bari V'Bari. Like the Rosh, it's Bari V'Bari. Because like the Rosh says, whoever's right is going to fight harder. If he doesn't know he's right, he's not going to fight harder. He's not going to Shemayim. It's because he knows he's right. A person knows he's right, he's going to fight harder. So by Bari V'Bari, the light to rush, called Olam Gavar, is dafka talking by Bari V'Bari.
Lai Taisvis. It's talking even by Shem of Hashem. Now, let's learn the Gemara like the Rosh. The Gedul Shmuel is going with the assumption that the Rashbam holds like the Rosh. Our Taisvis holds like Taisvis in Bav Metzia. And let's see now how we're going to learn this Gemara by Yabari Yabari. What's going on here? Maishna Mishnei Shtaris. What's the case of Mishnei Shtaris? I'm a Bari and you're a Bari. So let's see. We're going to try to explain the Gemara like Remeir, Eide Mesira Kar, Eide Chasima Kar. There's some cyphers explain the whole Rashbam that's going with Eide Mesira Kar. Zulish Moses. We'll go Eide Chasima Kar, like Posh Pshat the Rashbam. Eide Chasima Kar. What does Eide Chasima Kar mean? I have a star, you have a star. And they both are David Yutes Kislev. And they're both David Yutes Kislev. And they both say that I have a field, the same field as you. So what did Tosfos say? There's no sfeikus here, they're both chal at the end of the day. That's what Tosfos said. How is the Rosh going to learn? There's Bari Vabari. How are you going to attach to Gemara? I have a star that's dated the same date as your star. So, how are you going to, how is there Bari and Bari? There's no, there must be that we have other claims. Either I claim it's Mezuyah, or I claim I claim that there was some other Kenyan besides the star that was Chal right away. There has to be, if he's learning Bari and Bari, there has to be some Taina here. Zok the Gedulei Shmuel, so the Rashbam is Geshmak. The Rashbam holds this Gemara is going to let everybody. He just holds that besides the fact that they both have Shtaris, they're also arguing about something. What they're arguing about, I don't know. But if you hold the Gemara is talking about Bari and Bari, they have to be arguing over something. So either each one says the other one is Mezuyev, or each one says that the other one's witnesses were ketanim, whatever, they're saying some type of taina that makes the shtar a possible shtar. So by Zoy, the Rashbam is very good. They're coming with shtaris from the shtar itself, they're both equal, like it is in the first Rashbam. Yet, yachloiku the sveikahu. What's the suffix? But since it's bari v'bari, they're taining against each other, there is a suffix here in Bezdin. Bezdin can't be pashut the suffix. So Memeh Rav says yachloiku. Now we're asking, just like Rashi says Yechleiku there, you should say Yechleiku here too. This is the Gedulei Shmuel's way. Like I'm telling you, it's simpler. It's a simpler way, a simpler mahalach. It assumes that the Rashbam holds like the Rosh. And if that's so, if the Rashbam does hold like the Rosh, so then the Rashbam holds that sign, the Mandiyamar, Eide Chasim Akarti, that there's a Bari against a Bari. Taisvis is Lashitasein Bav Metzia. Taisvis Bav Metzia holds called Olam Gavar is a Philip, Shema V'Shema. So here also, was that time the Gemara, Shema V'Shema, he doesn't have to go into the whole spiel of the Rashbam. But the Rashbam himself held like the Rosh, and then it's Bari U'Bari. If it's Bari U'Bari, they must be arguing over something. We're missing a piece of the story. When Tosfos brings the story, he's missing a piece. They're arguing. He's saying Bari, and he's saying Bari. So the Mengla, So Mimela, the Rashbam makes sense. So these are two ways to learn off the Rashbams.
Rashbam says the Achleik is fake, but it doesn't mean that the Achleik becomes Sopik.
But that Kufa is the Sopik. Beznet is Mesopik. One person says, Yoedim Oktanim, or is it Yoedim Oktanim? So Beznet Mesopik, they can't prove one or the other. So Mimela, Mesveka, you say Achleik. This is the... This is the Hezber of the Gedulei Shmuel. I think it's a nice Hezber. Okay, let's see what the Gemara answers. Gemara answers. Oh wait, Shmuel Meshuda Dedaina. So you know there are two Pshat Meshuda Dedaina. For some reason, Meshuda Dedaina catches everyone's imagination. The Rashbam's Pshat and the Rabbeinu Tam's Pshat. Rashbam says Meshuda Dedaina means the Bezdin tries to figure out
the intent of the giver, of the makna. And Taisus disagrees. Taisus says Dayanim could do whatever they want. The Misha Yirta Hadayin Yite. Very hard to understand. The Rid Rashbam is very easy to understand. If we don't know what to do, we leave it up to the Shikul Hadas, the discretion of the judge. All right, so we heard of such a thing. It really seems up to the discretion of the Dayan. Taisus Shita, you just do whatever you want. There's no limitations. The Dayanim could do whatever they like. So Zokhtu Rashba, it's up to Taisus, maybe you can give him a Sheikhad. Pay them off to give it to you. Taisus says no. Because Kol Dayanah, the Mekabel Agra, love Dayanahu. The Mekabel Sheikhad is not a Dayan. You understand that? The Mekabel Sheikhad is not a Dayan. I don't know what that means exactly here. Sheikhad is only not a Dayan because they'll make you make a wrong judgment. Here, it sounds like they flip a coin and they give it to whoever. What? Right. Right. So why can't you give Sheikhad? I didn't fully understand. Oh, you mean the Rabbeinu Tam is agreeing with the Rashbam? Why can't you bring Raya's? If Bezna has to decide a fact, why can't they bring Raya's? Because Raya's are not mechiach anything. They're just proof. He's a good friend of mine. He gave me gifts. Maybe that should be a good proof. He gives me a gift every month. So maybe he gave me a gift. So anyway, that's Taisa Shita. That should the Daino Lamisha Yirta Yitain. You give whoever you want. I don't know, there's certain halachis in giving tzedakah. Or in all chesed. You know, there are halachis who you have to help first. Right, a karav kaidim, you have to help your relatives first. You have to help Talmud Chacham first. You have to help Bnei Yircha first. Right? Who goes ahead of everybody? Who's the very first? Huh? Yourself? No. Some people are that way, but who's the very first person in the Seder of giving? Chesed? What? No. A Sinei. Taisa says, I'm Sachem. The very first person you have to help is a Sinei. Let's say two people have a flat tire. One of them is your brother, and one is a person who you can't stand his guts. So the lach is, you have to help the Sinei first. Because when you help the Sinei, you're helping yourself. The whole idea is to get rid of the sinner. When you help your brother, you're just helping him. The Sinei goes first. Brother goes second. People tell me then the brother will become a Sinei. No? You help him with the flat, not him. But that's the halach in the Seder Kedima. Sinei is first. And then come Kraivim. And then come Machlaikis, Talmud Chacham and Karev, who's first. Kivegi says Talmud Chacham is before Karev. And then Karev. And then there's even a din of Kain is before Levi. It's a Gemara in Edius. In Harius. Kain before Levi. There's certain Seder and Chesed of Kedima. Does that apply here, Beshuda Dedain and Leir Ben Otam? L'misha yirtza hadayin litein. You can give whoever you want. How do you decide who you want? Huh? Shouldn't they have to go to say that theme of all chesed? Huh? You think you should go to say the kedima of chesed? It goes against the grain, because the dying is doing chesed, he's trying to decide a case. I don't know. The Rebbeinu Tam sheet is very strange. L'misha yirtza hadayin litein. So that's Shmuel says Shuda Dedain. So that's the Gemara's first kasha. The Gemara answers what? That makes more sense to me. You can't figure it out, so you do use discretion. You try to figure out who it's most likely you would have given it to. No, I mean that he depends how firm the Nisan is. And the Nisan is a very firm person. Most people don't give their Sinai before anybody else, I don't think. As a matter of fact, many people don't even give a Kriven before anybody else. But and for the Gemara, you know why did we do Yachlaiku Lekalamekam Lord Milsa? It's not likely we'll ever figure it out. Hacha, you know, we do called Olam Gavar, you can make a Lord of Milsa. We're still hoping that someday they'll figure it out, so why should we do a Psak of Yachlaiku? I'd rather, well, called Olam is a Siluk, that makes a lot of sense. I'd rather be Masalik myself and do called Olam. Even if Yaldas are Psak, since it's only temporary, it's most likely somebody will bring a Raya. I say most likely, but it's possible somebody will find a Raya. So I'd rather not do a Yachlaiku. So Gemara is one more kasha. Ma'ishna mehod etnan ha'machlof parah b'chamar v'yolda. What's the case there? So machlof parah b'chamar, you should have had enough times that you should know by heart. The case is, I do a trade with you. I'm trading a parah for a chamar. That's chalip and shava b'shava. We're trading equal things. They may not be equal, but it's an equal trade. I'm saying, I need a chamar, you need a parah, let's do a trade. V'yolda. Now the parah was pregnant. So when is the chalos hakinyan? When I pull the chamar, you're kind of the parah. We go out and we see that the parah gave birth. So now what's the suffix? Did the parah give birth before I pulled the chamar? If the parah gave birth before I pulled the chamar, then the baby calf is mine, because at the time of birth it was mine. When I did a chalip and I didn't give you the calf, I only gave you the mother. Or did it give birth afterwards? If when I pulled the chamar, the mother was still pregnant, then it gave birth afterwards. If it gave birth afterwards, then it's yours. Then it belongs to the previous person who owned the chamar previously, now owns a pregnant parah which gave birth, then it's his. So that's the case of Amachla parah b'chamar v'yolda, chen amaycha shukhasa v'yolda, same thing. Zaymer actually macharti yalda, zaymer shalakachti yalda, yachlaik. So there's a major problem here. By machal par b'chamar, it's talking by shema b'shema. It's not talking by bari v'bari. There, the Gemara says to Zayn, machal par b'chamar, that the Gemara says it's talking by shema b'shema. The nimtza uber b'tzina. They weren't there b'shas nais. So this whole Gemara doesn't stem with the Rosh. The Rosh says called Olam Gavar. It's only by Bari V'Bari B'Seist. The Shach, Saisim Kuf Lamites, says in the Kavanah of the Shach that it's only by Bari V'Bari. It's a Frektor and V'Tumim. How could you say that Machlo Parah B'Chamar, that called Olam Gavar, is only by Bari V'Bari? The Gemara says, Ma'ishtami Machlo Parah B'Chamar. And by Machlo Parah B'Chamar, it's a Shema V'Shema. Almost the Tiyuftan, the Shach. Almost the Tiyuftan. The Shach says, called Olam Avzai Bebari Bebari, so what are you comparing to Machal Parah B'Chamar, which is Shema V'Shema? So for this, I guess, it's a Shema. See, the truth is, I'll tell you now, this piece, the Teretz, is very simple. You know, sometimes when you have two things that are very strange, they answer each other. There's a very strange thing in the Rashbam, five lines on the bottom, the Yesh Mefarshim. Yesh Mefarshim says, Yesh Mefarshim, Hayu, Maishna Me Amachlif, Adishmuel Parach, the Kama Shuda. This Maishna is not like the previous Maishna. The previous Maishna is going on called Olam Gavar. This Maishna, where's the Kashan Shuda the Daina? Why over there do you say Shuda the Daina? Why don't you say over here Shuda the Daina? Very strange Rishbam for many reasons. First of all, that's not the way you read Gemaris usually. The Mishnah goes back in the same as the previous Mishnah. And second of all, what type of Shuda the Dina do you have about when the animal gave birth? You figure out who the animal liked better, who the Parah liked better, that it gave birth when it was in his Rishos, not in his Rishos. The whole Shuda Dina, very strange. It could be, you call experts, you ask them how many hours ago is it likely he gave birth. Very strange Rashbam. Zakta some cipher. This Rashbam is weiter We just said the Rashbam holds like Shita Sarash. That the Rashbam holds like the Rosh Hashita Bari Vibari. He can't, this Yesh Mepharshim can't explain Maishna, that it's called all of Vavar. Because Machla Parabachamar is the case of Shema B'Shema. So you can't learn Pash Pshat in the Gemara that Maishna goes back on called all of Vavar. Because he has a Shema B'Shema. So the Yesh Mepharshim for that Kasha says, oh, if you all like the Rosh, it's Bari Ubari. So Kasha is a totally different Kasha. We're saying Kasha on Shmuel, all children to die even by Shema B'Shema. Same as I, here also. So that's the Yesh Mepharshim that explains, that answers the Tumim's Kasha. If you hold that, he holds like the Yesh Mepharshim. Okay, I'd like tomorrow to try to finish, see if we have time to try to finish up the Sukkah.